This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Welcome to the Junkies 25th Anniversary Podcast, presented by PenFed Credit Union. Whether you're in uniform or not, you can apply today at penfed.org. Every week throughout the year, we revisit some of our favorite moments in Junkies history. Podcasts come out every Thursday after the morning show. And today, we look back at one of our phone calls with Mrs. Bickle, who's been appearing on the show almost the entire 25 years. I can't remember the first time she came on.
Yeah, I can't remember either.
I don't believe she came on that frequently when we were a nighttime show, but for whatever reason, we started having her on. And then over the years, I think she's become a pretty frequent guest. We probably should have a walk-up song for Mrs.
I mean, she's
B.
probably on, I don't know, 10 times a year?
Sometimes it's weird. We might go a year without talking to her.
Right,
and then
right.
We might talk to her 3 or 4 times. Who knows? I don't think 10
she's
times.
She's been a willing participant, even when it's uncomfortable to her, which a lot of times the topics are uncomfortable to her. I know my mom never would have done it. I think Jason said his mom never would have done it. I don't think we've had Cakes' mom on it. But your mom, you always used to say, she kind of likes the AD. She's a theater major, or was it theater major?
Theater minor.
Something like that.
Theater minor. She got her master's, but I think she got her bachelor's in like English, and then her minor was in theater.
She's very entertaining.
Does she ever get a little shine like at church? Like people say, I heard you there.
I don't know that. But people do recognize her every once in a while. Like she'll be like, you know, at the Xfinity store or something.
Right. You had her in the Crop Metcalf spot.
Yeah. No. She likes her ADs. There's no question. I don't think necessarily that's why she does it. I think she enjoys the conversation.
Yeah. She's been a huge supporter of the show. And in this case, you had her on really to kind of bust her balls.
Well, it's just, you know, as your parents get older, you know, technology.
They get more clueless.
Technology baffles us.
I'm kind of there already.
Yeah, right.
Right.
I've been was there helping for like 20 years.
Right. I was helping Jason just set up like his Zoom camera today.
Correct.
You know, that's the kind of thing you do for your parents. But mom and cell phones and, that's been kind of an issue. Even to this day, my mom insists if we have a family gathering on taking pictures with her own phone, because if I send her the picture,
right, then she's got to save the image.
Then she doesn't know what to do with it. She doesn't know how to find it.
Right.
So we always do pictures, and then we have to take the same pictures again with her phone.
Look, it's a common thing. I still remember, you know, I took my mom to the movies once. About 4 or 5 years ago. And so she has an iPhone, and the iPhone in the upper left-hand corner has a little switch where you just click it to mute the phone so that it's not ringing during the movie. So we go to the movie, maybe go out to lunch afterwards. I drive home, and then she says her phone's not working. No sound.
Right.
I said, Mom, there's a thing.
So that's because you clicked it off. Yeah.
The next day I had to drive to Bowie.
Oh.
To just click the little knob, because for the life of her, she could not figure it out, and I couldn't somehow communicate.
Well, I would have sent her to the store. I would have sent her to the store. That's not worth a trip.
I mean, maybe it was, maybe it was during our Lanham days, because it wasn't that far away, but it's just, I got so frustrated with her, I was like, I'm just going to have to do it.
You're going to hear the frustration in this clip, and I will say, now this is, I'm biased, because it's my mother. I think it's top 5 funniest moment in the history of the show, where we simply try to get mom to answer her phone. And the issue leading up to this was, it's difficult to track her down. She never answers her phone. She's got these big arthritic fingers. And, you know, now she doesn't have the the old BlackBerry anymore. You know, she has the screen like all of us. She has an iPhone now. At that point, I think it was just an Android. But nevertheless, she can't. She doesn't know how to swipe properly and answer a phone. And you hear it here in this clip.
So here's the clip with Mrs. Bickle calling into the show and our back and forth trying to teach her how to use the phone.
My mother, since she's gotten the new phone.
Yeah.
And I'm going to have to sit down with her and figure it out. When she talks to me, it sounds muffled.
Right.
In other words, if you called my mom right now, and I don't, she's probably, why don't you call her on her cell phone? It will sound dreadful. I want you to hear it.
So she doesn't know how to talk into it.
I said, just talk into it like you're talking to a normal phone. And I think my sister says she puts it all, like she's doing, yeah. She must be doing it in an exotic way.
A
little bit clueless.
Very clueless. Not a little bit, very. It's so irritating that to the point now where I say, I'm going to call you on the regular phone. That phone is useless to me because I can't have a conversation with her.
Right.
She doesn't know how to put the phone up to her mouth properly. Or it's either that or she has a cover, a phone case that has a cover.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe when she flips it open or something, maybe it's blocking one of the speakers or something. Maybe it's some cheap cover that you get. But even that seems hard to believe.
Yeah, I mean.
You have to hear it for yourself.
Look, I can only imagine. My mother has some issues, too, when it comes to the phones. And
oh, and when you call her, she can't answer it. Fingers are just all over the glass.
That's why I detest talking on the phone. It's the worst because the technology's not where it should be.
Right.
I don't understand how it's not. It should be much further along than it is. And I just don't like talking on the phone a lot. Maybe I'm antisocial. I know you don't. You definitely don't like talking on the phone.
The only time I'll talk on the phone is if I haven't talked to a person in a long time.
Right, right.
And then I'll have a 15-20 minute conversation. But on the daily, people that I usually talk to, I'm just going to text them.
Right.
There's no sense in calling people.
None whatsoever.
Well, my mom can't text. First of all, she refuses to text because she wants to have human interaction.
Okay.
Right? Because if just no one, I mean, you know.
Tell her that's a little bit overrated, human interaction.
Well,
at times, it can be.
I sent a bunch of texts yesterday.
I'm sure you
That's the way I communicate.
So hold on.
Send some texts to Mike Rizzo.
I talk plenty in the morning.
Yeah,
I don't need to talk all day.
Mom, good morning. Turn the radio down, Mom. Come on, Drabby.
Yeah. Hello.
Mom, you got to turn the radio down.
I know. Just a second. I will.
Why are you listening to the radio? What can you possibly
No, I have the junkies
there?
On. Yeah, it's not the radio.
Listen to the junks.
Oh, okay.
It's inside. A TV.
Oh, you got. She's watching on NBC Sports Watch.
Yes. Yeah. I was out in the kitchen. I didn't know you were talking about cell phones.
I hope you have a Nielsen box in your house.
The cakes.
So does Doug.
I'm looking for the ratings, man. Right. Aren't we all?
Mom.
I was listening to the Crop Metcalf truck.
Right. Yeah, yes. The added value.
No, that pertained to me.
Yeah, they're coming tomorrow
Mrs.
at noon.
Mrs. B likes the AD.
By the way, I already have an appointment noon tomorrow.
Are you on your cell phone or landline?
I'm on the landline.
All right, Drabby, come in here. I've been here. So we were going to put you on the cell phone, but you don't even know your own cell phone number?
No, because I don't give it out to people.
What do you mean you don't give it out to people?
Well, I don't know. Just haven't. So, I have it in a little book here. I know what it is, but I don't.
Book.
Hold on. I don't even know where I think I have a under mom. I don't even know where the hell your name is in my phone.
Well, that's
there you go. Under mom. All right. Hold on. Hold on. So when I call you, can you write that number down? Bring it back. When I call you on your cell phone, do you hold the phone up to your ear just like you do a normal phone?
Well, you told me to do that.
Well, I think that would be sort of intuitive.
Yes. Well, I held it in front of my face first.
Why would you do that?
Because I thought I saw people doing that. Don't make me look dumb.
I'm not trying to make you look dumb, but...
Well, it does.
Well, why would? Haven't you seen most people, when they talk on the phone, they just have it right up to their ear?
No, I haven't.
I don't know what to tell you.
Huh?
What is she doing? She's never seen that?
You've never seen anybody on
their
cell phone?
No, I have, honey, but you said most people.
So how do you, in your perception, how do most people hold their phones when they talk to it?
I don't know. A lot of my family now, they have these little knobs on the back where they don't have to, that's supposed to, I don't know.
You know those things she's talking about?
Yes, to hold it with that. So you don't, yes.
Yeah. So the phone doesn't slip out of your hand or something. But what does that have to do with holding it when you're talking to them? Call her cell phone right now. We're going to call your cell phone And I want you to answer it. And then keep the other one open. Just
I don't want to do this.
No, I want the boys.
Yeah, Drake. Pump that Drake, Valdez.
I want people to hear how terrible you sound.
I don't want to do this, honey.
Okay, we're just going
to
call you.
I don't want to listen to Drake either, but I'm doing it.
Yeah, we're forced to.
All right, pick it up.
Well,
she has like three different things going on. Junk's on TV, junk's on radio, junk's on the phone, junk's on cell phone.
All right, Valdez, help me manage all this.
Oh,
Answer that one. What music is that?
Is that a ringer?
That's a ringer.
Why is her area code that number?
I don't know.
Looks like she ignored your call.
Did she?
Yeah.
Call back again. No. You know
she probably
is?
Doesn't know how to answer.
Does she have a silly Beethoven banger as her ringtone?
Yeah.
The Charleston.
Her fingers.
That's her Verizon.
Her fingers are all riddled with arthritis, and she has a hard time answering the phone. Pick it up, Mom. Just slide your finger across it.
She's got Toad the Wet Sprocket playing on her cell phone.
Mom, pick up the phone.
She doesn't know how to
pick
it up.
Do you understand? This is how my family calls my mom every day. It's an adventure.
She has no idea what she's doing.
Hello?
Hello?
Oh, there you go. Hold on. All right. Now put her on the air. Put her on the air on the cell
phone. She's talking to the landline.
She's pretending.
Mom.
Yes.
Pick up the cell phone.
I did. But by the time we get to it, it's too late.
All right, so
how's it too late? Hold it.
Can't you have both of your hands?
It's right in your hand.
Call again. Mom.
Eric, I don't want to do this game.
It's not a game. I just want people to hear what I hear when I call you.
Well, honey, you and I can do this on our own, not the whole everybody.
Well, maybe it will spur you on to fix it.
No.
Mr. Telephone.
I don't want to do it.
Mom, just answer the phone.
No.
She's refusing.
She's so bitter.
Mom.
This is a smash.
I'm just calling you. I just want you to say hello and just let's have a little conversation into the cell phone.
I don't want to do it, honey.
Why? Just answer it. Just answer it. Hold on. Let me hear the ringer. Turn this stupid new edition now. Just swipe your finger. Big old finger. What is she doing?
Hello?
There you go. There you go. Pot her up.
She misses it every time.
Hello?
Mom, did you try to do it?
I get there too late, I guess.
This is what happens.
My God. I'm going to pull my hair out.
Jason, hold on. One more
time. Eric, I don't want to do this.
Just call her one more time. Call. I'm begging you.
No.
Just answer the phone as soon as it starts ringing.
Hold on. Can't wait a second. Can't she just take the phone off the charger and have it in her hand instead of walking over to get it?
Yeah, I assume.
Can we do that? Can we cut out that step?
Yeah, do you have the phone in your hand, Mom?
Eric, I don't want to do this game. I don't want to play this game.
It's not a game.
He just wants to see if you can answer.
Mom, it's life. I just want you to answer the phone. Pick it up now. Swipe your finger across it.
She can't do it.
I'm begging you.
Why do you have your phone 100 feet away?
Hello?
Answer the phone.
Hello?
Swipe your finger across it. Mom, are you there? Swipe your finger across it.
She can't do it.
Mom, please.
I'm going to hang up.
How hard is it to answer the phone?
Mom, just answer the phone. I'm begging.
I'm hanging up.
I'm begging you.
She hung up.
She's done.
She's tapping
this
out.
This is my life. This is my life.
Oh,
you got some special people in your family.
That was funny.
I just wanted to answer the phone.
So there you have it. One of the listeners' favorites is Mrs. B every time she comes on the show. Obviously, there's a difference in age, but also sometimes I think it's comical, you know, her take on things versus our take on things. And then EB just busts her ball sometimes, basically on things, which is understandable. I know you don't like to talk about her age, or she doesn't like her age.
I don't
age
care.
Out
she
there.
Doesn't like to.
Right, right. She doesn't want her age out there, but sometimes she doesn't understand things like a cell phone.
Yeah. Well,
makes me wonder if I get to that age, and I pray I do.
Yeah.
What my kids will have to do for me if I'm in my 80s.
Yeah. Well, let's
I'll probably know how to do the cell phone because I grew up with one, but there'll be other stuff.
Let's be real. You haven't done anything for 20 years. You'll have somebody
When
you have
correct.
When you have to change your phones, you have somebody come over and move all the music,
correct.
Move all the pictures.
That stuff's too hard.
Well, my kids already make fun of me. They'll, you know, my outfits. Oh, you have a blue fit on. Or, you know, I mean.
I don't even know what that is.
If I have a blue shirt and
blue
jeans.
A blue shirt and blue shorts or something.
Yeah. You have a grout.
They call it a blue fit.
I guess if I have too many grays on. I mean, they're constantly making fun of me. So, yeah, it's coming. Mm-hmm. It's coming to us, too.
Anyway, it's always great to hear Mrs. Bickle. That was Mrs. B from years ago trying to figure out the cell phone on our 25th anniversary podcast brought to you by PenFed Credit Union. PenFed's got great rates for those in uniform and those who are not. Apply today at PenFed.org to receive any advertised product. You must become a member of PenFed, insured by NCUA. We'll see you next week.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.